寄予滋润我们。
So let's read the book of John, chapter 8, verse 1 to 11. You can read in whichever language you would like. So let's start. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you see?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis of accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the old ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?"
"No one, sir," she said.
"Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and live your life of sin." We might all know this story. The purpose of the scribes and Pharisees was to frame Jesus and gain grounds to accuse him. Because if Jesus answered, "This woman should be stoned to death," then he would have violated Roman law. Because at that time, they were under the rule of the Roman Empire, and the Jews could not execute death penalty. But if Jesus said she should not be stoned to death, he would have violated the law of Moses, because according to the law of Moses, such behavior must be stoned to death.
但是如果主耶稣说不应该打死，他就干犯了摩西的律法，因为按照摩西的律法，这样的行为是必须用石头打死的。
However, if we would remove the malicious intent of this incident, we would see that this is indeed a dilemma.
但是呢，假如我们去掉其中的恶意的话，我们或许可以说，这确实是一个两难的处境。
Because to some people, they would insist that sinners be punished, just like a person holding a spear, he wants to punish and kill.
而有的人会坚持说，罪要被清算，犯罪者也要处罚，就像直矛的人，他要了断，他要刑罚。
But some other people would say there must be kindness and tolerance, like a person holding a shield, he wants to defend and to pardon.
有人会说要有仁爱，要有宽容，就像直盾的人，他要辩护，他要饶恕。
In humans, it's so difficult to reconcile these two sides. We can either use righteousness against grace or grace against righteousness.
对人来说，这两样是何等难以调和。我们要么用公义来攻击恩典，要么用恩典来攻击公义。
But is our God contradictory? Does he fight against himself? Is he often torn between justice and love?
但是我们的神是自相矛盾的吗？他是自斗的吗？他在公义和慈爱之间挣扎吗
？No. On the contrary.Our God has perfect harmony. He has both perfect righteousness and perfect love.
不，恰恰相反，我们的神有完全的和谐，他既有完全的公义，也有完全的慈爱。
Psalm 145 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does."
诗篇145篇说，耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱。
Psalm 89 says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you."
同时，诗篇的89篇也说，公义和公平是你宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在你前面。
With God, righteousness and grace are not antagonist or contradictory to each other.But they complement and complete each other.
在神那里，神的公义和慈爱不是相互敌对，不是相互矛盾，而是互相补充、互相成全的。
For us humans, on the one hand, we think this is very difficult. But on the other hand, strangely enough, we may think it is easy.
在我们人来说，一方面我们觉得这很难，但另一方面呢，很奇怪的，我们却又可能把它看得很容易。
For example, there are several children playing at your home, and one child runs too fast and knocks a very expensive vase to the ground and breaks it.
比如说，有几个孩子在你家玩的时候，一个孩子跑得太快，一下子把你们家一个非常贵重的花瓶摔到地上，摔碎了。
You look at the fragments on the ground. Although you are heartbroken, you touch the child's head and say, "No worries, it's fine." Then you clear the floor and dump the debris into the trash can.
你看着满地的碎片，虽然很心痛，但是摸一摸小孩的头，说不要紧，没关系。然后呢，你清理好地面，把碎片都倒在垃圾桶里。
The child mumbles, "I'm sorry," and then runs away. He does not know the value of the vase at all.
那孩子呢，却轻轻说了一声对不起，然后就跑开了，因为他根本不知道这个花瓶的价值。
Is this easy? To that child, those five words, "No worries, it's fine," are so easy. He might even think that.Of course, you should say that.
这件事容易吗？在那个孩子听来，哎，这几个字不要紧，没关系，实在是太容易了。他甚至会想，这个主人呢，理所应当应该这么说。
But the debris will not return to become the original vase again, just because he says "I'm sorry," or "You see, it's fine." The reality that you must face is that the vase will never come back again.
但呢，花瓶的碎片却不会因为他说对不起或者说没关系就能恢复了。那么，我们必须面对事实，就是说这个花瓶再也回不来了。
We should know that how many precious vases each of us have broken in front of God. How many of His wonderful gifts have we squandered?
那么，在神的面前，我们每个人打碎了多少个贵重的花瓶呢？他有多少美好的恩赐被我们所糟蹋呢
？He gives us strength, and we attack each other with force and violence. He gives us wisdom, and we set up schemes and tricks to plunder and steal. He gives us parents, husband or wife, and children, But we often make the home a place to upset each other, to blame each other, and to hurt each other.
他赐给人强健，我们就互相以勇武强暴来攻击对方。他赐给人聪明智慧，我们就设阴谋诡计来偷盗，来攫取。他赐给我们父母、夫妻、孩子，我们却常常用来相互生气、相互指责、相互伤害。
Therefore, sin is not just one person hurting another person. Sin is hurting our God even more. Everything is the result of us not doing what God commands.
所以说呢，罪不仅是一个人伤害另一个人，更是伤害我们的神。每一个罪啊，都是我们神不按照人不按照神的要求去做的结果。
We despise God and disregard His commandments. Many people don't even acknowledge the existence of God, thinking that He is less than the air we breathe.
我们轻看神，甚至对他的诫命不屑一顾。我们甚至不承认神的存在，认为他是子虚乌有，还不如我们所需要的空气。
This is a great insult to God.
这是人对神极大的侮辱。
Can we like the child who breaks the vase, asking God to whisper to us, "No worries, it's fine." Every time we sin,
我们能不能像打碎花瓶的小孩子一样，当我们犯罪的时候，每一次都要求神对我们说一声“不要紧，没关系”呢
？For those who say God should only have infinite love, there should be no judgment, and there should be no hell.So we are required that God always say to people, "It's fine," and they will also say, "Everyone should go to heaven."
那些说神只应该是无限的爱，不应该有审判或者地狱的人，当然会要求神总对人说没关系。他们也会说每个人都应该去天堂。
But if the harms and damages were done to themselves, they might not be able to stand.Such an unfair, confused, and incompetent God.
当然呢，如果这些伤害呢是作用在他们自己身上的话呢，情况就不一样了。他们可能会受不了这样一位所谓不公不义、糊里糊涂或者庸昏无能的神。
However, no matter what people wish, God is perfectly righteous, wise, omniscient, and omnipotent.And he must and he will deal with all sins. And everything must be judged and accounted for. In addition, because we have offended the holy God, the outcome of sin is extremely serious. That is eternal punishment in hell.
但是无论人的想法如何呢，神都是完全公义而且全知全能的神。他必须也必然一定对付所有的罪，每一件罪呢都要审判，都要被清算，罪的结局也是无比的严重，那就是在地狱里永远的刑罚。
However, very fortunately for humans, God who dominates the universe is not a vicious God. He is not a cruel God.He is not a God who takes pleasure in harming and torturing people.
但是呢，作为我们人的万幸，我这位主宰万有的神，并不是一位凶神恶煞的神，更不是一位残暴凶恶的神。他不是以害人、折磨人为乐的神。
On the contrary, this righteous God is also a God full of love, grace, and mercy.He wants to give people a way out, a way for their sins to be forgiven.
相反的，他是一位充满了慈爱和怜悯的神，他要给人一条出路，一条罪得赦免的出路。
However, this way out cannot be found by simply saying it's fine, because that will make him an unjust God. Building this road required himself.To pay a heavy price.
但是呢，这条出路却不是简单的说一句没关系就可以修出来的。假如这样的话，他就成为了一个不公义的神。这条路 需要他自己付出极沉重的代价。
This required Son of God, that is, Jesus Christ, came to this world, then went to the cross and endured the most severe punishment from God the Father for the sins of this world.
这需要神自己来到世间，就是耶稣基督道成肉身，在十字架上为罪人的罪，为世人的罪承担父神最严厉的刑罚。
Every one of our sins was accounted for on the crucified body of Jesus. It is precisely because he paid such a heavy price for the sinners that God can forgive the believers of Jesus without compromising his righteousness.
我们的每一件罪都在他被钉身上被清算，正是因为他为罪人付上了沉重的代价，神才能不损害在不损害他公义的原则的基础上，而对认耶稣基督为救主的人实行赦免。
Let us return to this incident. The question from the scribes and Pharisees was, how should this woman be dealt with?
我们再回到这件事情当中，文士和法利赛人的问题是，该如何处置这位妇人？
First, was she guilty?
首先，她是不是有罪呢？
At the end of the story, Lord Jesus told the woman, Go now and leave your life of sin. So it was clear that the woman had sinned. What she committed was the sin of adultery, that is, having sexual relationship and behavior with anyone other than her spouse.
主耶稣在这个事件的最后对这位妇人说，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。所以很明确的，他指明这位妇人是犯了罪，他犯的是奸淫的罪，就是在自己的配偶之外再去和别人有性的关系和行为。
This world does have an absolute standard for judging right and wrong. That standard is not decided by any emperor or president, nor is it set by a parliament or congress as legislation. It is set by GodIt's God's principles and commandments. This is God's absolute standard.
这个世界确实有一个判定是与非、对与错的绝对标准。那标准不是哪一位皇帝或者总统所定的，也不是议会或者人大所立法而确定的，而是神确定的。这就是神的原则，神的要求，这就是神的绝对标准。
Therefore, if our thoughts or action is in contrary to God's standard, then we are committing a sin. When God created man, he placed the standard of right and wrong in our hearts, that is, conscience. So each of us has a sense of right and wrong.
所以，倘若我们所思所行与神的标准相反，那就是犯罪了。神在造人的时候，他把这个是非标准放在了我们每个人的心中，那就是良心。所以我们 每一个人都有是非之心。
As a result, deep down in our hearts, in our conscience, we often know whether we are doing something right or wrong. But we often suppress the voice of our conscience and ignore its warnings, and we harden our hearts.And do our own way. And as it said, I knew it's wrong, but I did it anyway.
所以在内心深处，在良心里，我们常常知道自己是做对了还是做错了。只要我们经常把良心的声音，只是我们经常把良心的声音压制住，不理睬他的提醒，却硬着心、厚着脸皮往下做。人们说我知道不对，但是我还是做了。
Although each of us sins, our sins vary. Then who will do the conviction?
那么虽然我们每个人都是有罪的，但是我们的罪呢却各有不同。那么谁来定罪呢？
In the Bible, conviction means somebody is found guilty by God after trial and sentenced to a punishment accordingly.
定罪在圣经里指的是某一个人在被神审判之后被定为有罪并且判予相应的惩罚。
Can we humans be such a judge? Do we know all the causes and details of the matter? Do we know this person's past and future? Do we know all the secrets?
我们人能做这样一位审判官吗？我们知道事情的一切缘由细节吗？我们知道这个人的过去和他的将来吗？我们知道所有的隐情吗？
King David said in Psalm 131, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me.
大卫在诗篇131篇里面说，耶和华啊，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。
Therefore, we humans should be humble. Conviction is such a serious matter that it can only be done by God because he knows the details of everything and he will judge everyone with complete fairness and justice.
所以我们人应当谦卑，定罪这样严重的事我们只有交给神，相信他知道一切，并且相信他才有完全的公平和公正。
Then what is condemnation?
那么什么是论断呢？
In the Bible, condemnation refers to the action of one human being judging another human being and declaring him or her guilty.
在圣经里，论断是指一个人对另一个人的做出审判，并且判之为有罪的行为。
Bible clearly states against the condemnation by human. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, Jesus said, Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned.
圣经很明确地反对论断，在路加福音六章三十七节，主耶稣说，你们不要论断人，就不被论断，你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪。
We can see that the condemnation is when human stands in the position of God to make judgment on the other. That means he does not only stand on the moral high ground, but also on the spiritual high ground, treating himself or herself as God.
由此我们可以看出，论断是人站在神的位置上来对别人做出严厉的审判。所以，做论断的人不仅是站在道德的制高点上，而且是站在属灵的制高点上，把自己当作神。
So we must strictly guard against condemnation. However, can we make discernment and decide for ourselves?
这样，既然我们要既然我们不能论断，那么我们能不能对事物进行思考和判断呢？
To discern is to consider thoroughly on the matter itself.So as to reach a deep understanding of the four circumstances of the incident. It is a deliberation on what happened, not a judgment on that person.
思考和判断是对某件事情进行细致的考察，以理解事情的前因后果。这是对这件事的一种考量，而不是对人的审判。
The consideration should be directed towards ourselves. That is, what should I do in a similar situation? Should I take it as a good example and follow? Or should I take it as a warning and do my best to avoid doing similar things in the future?
思考和判断也应当是指向自己的，就是说在考量以后，这件事对我的提醒是什么？我自己应该怎么做？我该以之为榜样学着去做呢？还是应该以之为警戒，努力避免这样的事发生？
Therefore, discernment is for our own benefits, and it is appropriate.
所以呢，判断不是论断别人，而是为我们自己的好处来进行审查，那么这样的就是合适的。
In the end of the story, Jesus declared to this woman, "Then neither do I condemn you."
在这件故事的最后，耶稣也说，我也不定你的罪。
So obviously, this woman was forgiven by Jesus. But what is a person's responsibility before receiving forgiveness?
很显然，主耶稣赦免了这位妇人，但是呢，在得到赦免之前，人的责任是什么？
We can imagine that when this woman was caught and brought in front of the people, it must be a very awful situation for her.
我们可以想象，当这位妇人被抓住，被带到众人面前的时候，她必定是无地自容、羞愧难当的情景。
However, when Jesus said to the crowd, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her," did she immediately feel that she was justified and have someone to support her? And so did she instantly jump up and point to those scribes and Pharisees, saying, "Aren't you yourself sinners too? How can you be here to accuse me?"
但是当耶稣对众人说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。这个时候呢，他是不是觉得自己马上得了理，而且有了撑腰的人呢？所以立即跳起来，指着那些文士和法利赛人的鼻子说，你们自己也不是罪人吗？你们还来指责我？
No, she did not do that. But stood in the middle, not making excuses to defend herself, nor taking Jesus' words as a support for her sin.
实际上呢，没有，她没有那么做，而是站在当中，没有找借口为自己申辩，也没有认为耶稣的话是为自己开脱罪责。
Even when everyone left one by one, she did not sneak away quickly when Jesus was still bending down to the ground. She stood there quietly, waiting for Jesus to decide on her. All of this demonstrated that she was confessing her sin.
甚至在一个最众人一个一个都走了的时候呢，她没有，并没有趁耶稣还低头在地上而赶快的溜之大吉，而是安静的站在那里等着耶稣的发落。所有这些都表明了他是认自己的罪的，而且呢，他为自己的罪而感到羞愧。
This is the correct attitude towards sin. Don't be complacent because others are also sinners, or think I'm not much different in guilt than the others.
那这个态度呢，才是正确的认罪的态度。他并因为别人有罪而沾沾自喜，觉得咱们半斤八两，最多呢也五十步笑百步，差不了多少。
This actually speaks about my own problem. When I quarrel with my wife, when she points out that I have a certain problem, I often retort immediately and say, "You're not much different from me. Don't you have some other problems? How can you still blame me?"
其实呢，说到我自己的问题，也许也是我们不少人的问题。当我和我太太吵架的时候呢，当她指出我有某个问题的时候呢，我经常是马上就反唇相讥，说你和我也差不到哪里去，你不是有另外的问题吗？我还记得很清楚，你还来说我吗？
My attitude is definitely not repentant, and it is very wrong. The only correct attitude for a person who has sinned is to confessand repent. My sin is not justified because other people have also sinned.
我这样说绝对是一个错误的死不认罪的态度。一个有过错的人唯一正确的态度就是认罪、反省、悔改，而不是因为别人也犯罪，自己犯罪就有理了。
Moreover, confession is a prerequisite for forgiveness. Because if we don't admit our sins,How can the Lord forcefully take them onto His own shoulder and bear the responsibility for our sins?
而且呢，认罪呢是赦罪的前提，因为我们要不， 要不承认自己的罪，主耶稣怎么能强行把这个罪扛在他自己肩上，而替我们来承担罪责呢？
Just as what 1 John chapter 1 says, if I claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
就像约翰一书一章里说的，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Therefore,refusing to plead guilty is really adding guilt to guilt.
所以当我们犯了罪却不肯 认罪的时候呢，这个真是罪上加罪。
Fortunately, although pleading guilty seems to be a very shameful thing, the result of confessing is 10,000 times better than not confessing.Because God is pleased with us confessing our sins, although others may look down upon us because we admit our sins, God regards our confession precious.
好在呢，认罪呢虽然是一件很让人羞愧的事情，但是认罪的结果却比不认罪好上千万倍。因为神喜悦我们承认自己的罪，虽然别人可能因为我们犯罪而轻看我们。神呢 却以我们认罪为最宝贵的事。
So 1 John chapter 1 also says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以呢，约翰一书的一章里面说，我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And Psalm 32 says, Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
诗篇32篇里面也说，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说，我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
Psalm 51 also says,My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise.
诗篇五十一篇也说，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Therefore, we should not be afraid of confessing our sins. Those who confess their sins.Will surely receive God's forgiveness.
所以呢，我们不要担心，认罪，认罪的人就一定能得到神的赦免。
Of course, forgiveness of sins is a privilege for those who believe in the Lord Jesus, because all forgiveness depends on the salvation accomplished by Him on the cross.
当然呢，就认罪得赦免是信主的人的特权，因为所有的赦免呢，都依赖于主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩。
Then should we apologize for our mistakes? I think we should. Some damages should be compensated accordingly, and all the mistakes should be properly apologized for.
那么我们要不要向人 认错呢？我觉得我们既要跟神认罪，我们也要跟人认错。有的错应该给予相应的补偿，有的错我们好好道歉就好了。
But will people who apologize always be pardoned? That's not necessarily the case. Because humans are inferior to God, we are millions of miles far behind God. Humans hold a grudge and will not let go easily after being hurt.
那么认错的人会不会一定就得到原谅呢？那不一定，因为人不如神，人比神差的不是一般的远，是比天还远。人会记仇，人会怨恨，人被伤害后不容易得释怀。
This contrast demonstrates the incomparable greatness of God, because in fact,God is the one who is most offended and most hurt in everything, but He is willing to forgive us As soon as we confess, without any hesitation.
人与神比较起来，就更显出神的无比伟大。其实呢，神呢是每一个，哎，是在任何一个罪里，其实神是在任何一个罪里都是被得罪、被伤害的最厉害的那一位，他却愿意赦免我们，而且呢，我们一认罪，他就马上赦免我们，没有迟疑。
Once we confess, we can throw ourselves back into the bosom of God. We who trust in God are truly blessed, because our God is really far more kind and gracious than even a loving father and mother.
我们一旦认罪回头呢，就可以重新扑进神的怀抱。我们信主的人真是有福啊，因为我们的神真是一位比慈父慈母更有恩慈的主。
On the other hand, if we are the ones who were offended, when the other person admits his or her mistake to us, should we pardon?
那么反过来呢？假如我们被得罪，哎，被伤害了，对方跟我们认错了，我们是否应该原谅对方呢？
The Lord teaches us in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our sins."For we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
那么主耶稣呢，就主导文里面教导我们这样祷告：赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
Even though it's difficult, we should learn from the Lord and follow His teaching, and do our best to pardon those who have offended us.
虽然这样很难，但是呢，我们还是应该听主的要求，尽力原谅得罪我们的人。
God's forgiveness is entirely for the benefit of the person being forgiven, but pardon can be more for the benefit of the person who pardons.
赦罪和原谅另外有一个其他的不同之处是什么呢？因为赦罪完全是为了被赦免者的好处，而原谅呢，可以说更多是为了施行原谅者的好处。
Because the resentment we feel after we are hurt has no effect on the person who hurt us. You can hate him as much as you want, but he does not feel it at all. You can see that the resentment is like holding a knife with the handle facing outward, but the tip of the knife is pointing toward your own heart.
因为呢，我们因为被伤害而起的怨恨，对伤害者是一点作用都没有的。你可以使劲的恨他，他呢却一点感觉都没有。可以说，怨恨呢就是拿着一把刀柄向自己的刀，这个刀尖呢却向着，就是刀柄朝外，但是呢刀尖却向着自己的心。
In fact, in resentment, you are carrying the other person firmly on your back. This heavy baggage.Will crush you. What you should do is let him go and release him. When you release him, you also release yourself.
那么其实呢，在怨恨里呢，你是把对方死死地扛在自己的背上。怨恨这个沉重的包袱呢，会把自己压垮。那么我们现在所需要做的呢，是把对方从自己的背上扔下去。虽然这样是释放了他，但更多呢，其实是释放了我们自己。
Remember, pardon is not forgiveness of sins. So when you pardon the other person, you do not acquit him from his own responsibility for his sin.
请大家记住，原谅并不是赦罪，所以呢，即使你原谅了对方，但是呢，并没有让他免除自己对他所做的事情的罪的责任。
If he does not come before God and confess his sin,Then the sin is still on him, and he will have to bear accountability for his sin before the final judgment.
如果对方不来到神的面前认罪，那罪呢还在他身上，他在永世的审判面前还要为他自己的罪呢承担责任。
So do not think that pardon is unfair. Pardon is not about fairness. Pardon is about releasing yourself. From the bitterness of being the victim of a sin. But justice is governed and will be accomplished by God.
所以呢，哎，大家不要觉得原谅是不公平的事情，因为原谅呢跟公平是没有关系的。原谅关乎的呢是从被罪伤害的苦毒里面释放我们自己，而公平呢自有神来掌管和完成。
At the end, Jesus told the woman, "Go now and leave your life of sin."
在这个事件的最后，耶稣对这位妇人说：“去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
We can see that the Lord has forgiven the woman, but He never agrees with her sin, and He does not allow her to continue to sin willfully.
我们可以看见主耶稣不定这位妇人的罪，但是呢，又绝不认同她的罪。而且他不允许他继续肆意犯罪。
To commit a willful sin is to do it casually, easily, and repeatedly. It is when you don't take sins as a big deal, and you will see, don't make a fuss about sin. Isn't it common for you and me to sin?
那么肆意犯罪是什么意思呢？肆意犯罪就是随意。随便反复轻易的去做，当你不把犯罪当件大事的时候呢，你就会说，哎，不要大惊小怪了，你我犯罪不是家常便饭吗？
But we should know that everything we commit requires the Lord to bear great pain on the cross.
我们要知道，我们每一件事情都是罪，都需要主耶稣在十字架上来承受巨大的伤痛。
To sin willfully is to despise the suffering of the Lord and regard His precious blood with contempt.
那么肆意犯罪呢，就是轻看主耶稣的受苦，轻看他的宝血。
Therefore, we Christians have the privilege of being forgiven after confessing our sins, and we also have the responsibility to obey the Holy Spirit and strive to commit fewer sins.
所以呢，我们基督徒呢有认罪后得赦免的特权，也有顺从圣灵努力少犯罪的责任。
We must treat sins as a big deal. Do not commit it knowingly and easily.
我们要把犯罪呢当成一件大事情，不要把它当做家常便饭，轻易的这个明知故犯。
It's impossible to not sin at all.But if we can obey the guidance of Holy Spirit and rely on His help, it's possible to sin less.
完全不犯罪是不可能的，但是倘若我们能够顺服圣灵的提醒和带领，靠着圣灵的帮助，这个少犯罪呢是可以做到的。
In summary, today we talked about that.
所以呢，我们来总结一下，今天我讲到了以下几点。
God has absolute standards of right and wrong, and to violate those standards is to commit sins.
神是有是非对错的绝对标准的，与这个标准相违背了就是犯罪。
Conviction and forgiveness are God's work and are manifestation of God's righteousness and grace.
那么定罪和赦罪呢，是神的工作，是神公义和恩典的彰显。
And condemnation is man's acceptation of God's position, but man can discern for themselves.
论断呢是人对神的僭越，而判断呢人是可以做的。
Forgiveness of sins was accomplished by the Lord Jesus at a very heavy price, so it's extremely precious.
那么赦罪呢是主耶稣付上了极重的代价而成就的。也是极为珍贵的。
If we confess our sins, we will receive God's forgiveness, but we should not sin willfully.
如果我们认罪呢，我们必得着神的赦免，但是呢，我们却不能肆意犯罪。
Apology is to repair the relationship between people, and to pardon is more to release oneself.
原谅呢？更是释放自己。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, Thank you for the grace you have given us. According to your righteous and loving nature, you set up salvation for us, and Lord Jesus has accomplished the salvation with the sacrifice of his life on the cross.
我们的天父，感谢你给我们的恩典，按照你的公义和慈爱的本性，你为我们这些本来要承受到永远刑罚的罪人们 设定救恩，让主耶稣在十字架上献上自己的生命而成就了救恩。
Lord, please continue to be gracious to us. Please constantly remind us so that we will not sin willfully, but instead will rely more on Holy Spirit and more willing to and be more willing to obey your commandments.
主啊，请你继续恩待我们，请你也不断地提醒我们，让我们不肆意犯罪，而是更多地依靠着圣灵，更多地依靠你，更多地顺服你。
May your name be glorified. Thank you and praise you. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
愿你的名得着荣耀，感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。 Amen.
Amen.